Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. 919-410-4107-735. You want to weigh in what we're talking about dealing with today. Today on the show, I'm going to talk about the economic disparity that's happening in this country right now. It was one time in American history where the 1% was making over 20% of all the income that was made in America. That was in 1928. As of today, the 1% is making 22% all income in America. I'm going to talk a little bit about this disparity today on the show. Also, I got to talk about your president, the Wood and Witten, and how he did a fantastic job with his summit with Putin, and what I really think is going on with Putin and Trump. It involves his taxes and money. This is what I think is going on, and I'll break that down for you today. Also, I want to talk about something that's very important. I want to talk about solutions versus the problems. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because I tell you every day that this is the United States of America, LLC. This is a business. It's a corporation. What we are complaining about in this country is not going to be fixed just by complaining. We have to do something different. And if you don't believe that we need to do something different, I'm going to show you how the Republicans right now are doing something different. And nobody's saying nothing about it, even though they're doing something completely different. All right, let's start off the show with that. What am I talking about as far as these solutions and problems and what's being done differently? Historically speaking, what are Republicans known to be? Conservatives. What did they complain most about when involving Clinton or any other Democratic president or whenever the Democrats had control over the House and Senate? What was their biggest complaint? Too much government, too much spending. You're spending all the money. We're not going to have a future for the next generation because we're going to be so far in debt. This is the argument Republicans have been making since the days of Ronald Reagan. We're spending too much. Are y'all looking at how much the Republicans are spending right now under President Trump? His plane rides, just back and forth to Mar-a-Lago and all his other golf courses, is running the American taxpayer about $10 million a year. I mean, are y'all looking at what the Republicans are doing? And see, let me tell you how crazy this is and how what we need to do is look at what they're doing and understand what they're doing. All right? Because it's something that poor people, the 99% of us, need to be doing. This is what the Republicans are doing. They know what Trump is doing is out of bounds. But they're not saying anything. They're rolling with him. Why? Because they're getting everything they want politically passed through the House and the Senate. So they're dealing with the craziness to get what they want. What does that tell you? Just critically thinking, what does that tell you? It tells you that from a business aspect, it is good business for them in the end to let this man do this crazy stuff and come off as incompetent. As long as they're getting what they want, they're getting that Supreme Court justice. They're getting these taxes changed. They're getting benefits for the 1%. They even went so far. It's a bill on the floor right now that would have protected our voting machines in America. They would have put all this cyberware and cybersecurity in there to make sure nobody could hack these machines again. You know what the Republicans did? They shot it down. Because it's good business for them to be in the position of somebody's messing with the votes. It's good business for them. And so you got to understand, business is not just understanding a business. It's also understanding the game of business. And sometimes playing the game of business is you're letting something play out, even though you know it's crazy. Because you're benefiting from it as you go along. And this is what the Republicans are doing right now in this country, in this nation. Look, you know why Putin is treating Trump like he's an asset instead of a president? And why Trump will defend Putin even more so than his own NATO allies? It's because Putin has business on him. Putin has money information on him. Whether it's Russia lending him money or Trump laundering his money, Putin has information on Trump that, quite frankly, this is why his taxes have never been revealed. And they won't be revealed. Because if the taxes are revealed, if it's shown, if it's proven, guess what happens? It all makes sense. It's all connected now. It's all connected. Now, let me show you how I know that this has something to do with his taxes for sure. Why do you think Mueller indicted those Russians right before Trump met with Putin? He wanted to give Trump some ammunition to go over there and say, hey, you need to do X, Y, and Z because we got all the proof in the world we need that you guys interfered with our election. Trump didn't do that. Let me tell you, I can understand why everybody's upset. I trust the intelligence agency as constituted today. I didn't mean would. I meant wouldn't. Everybody makes that mistake. Melania just made it last night. She told me she could, but she couldn't. We have this happen all the time. It's no big deal. Oopsie, my fault, my bad. Putin's bad. Putin's bad. I mean, this is what's going on. And nobody's talking about it from the left or the right, man. Look, and see, part of the reason why I just can't get down with the Democrats, let me just tell you something about me personally. I hate weak people. I really do. It's not that I hate them. I can't do over needy or weak. I just can't do it. If you over needy and weak, it just make me be like, And the Democrats are over needy and weak. Because if this was Obama in the White House right now, or Clinton in the White House right now, And they knew back in 2017 that they had proof that Russia had done all this. And they went over there and said, They, not only would they be impeached, they'd be trying to throw them in jail. I mean, and the Democrats is just, do you know, it's been, let me see how smart y'all are, how quick y'all are. You know, in American history, there's only been two presidents that's been impeached, right? That's been called for impeachment in the history of America. Who are the presidents? And let me say this. Nixon is not one of them. Everybody thinks Nixon was impeached. He wasn't. I'll give y'all a second to think about that. Who was that? I know everybody going to say Clinton. You should know Clinton just like that. Who was the second one? Who was the second one? Nixon was not one. Nixon was never brought up on impeachment. Never. Never brought up on impeachment. Who was the other one? About to mess with y'all now. Y'all, look, Clinton, we already know Clinton. Wasn't Obama. Wasn't Madison. Johnson. There you go, Chris. That's my man right there. Andrew Johnson. That's right. Johnson and Clinton. The only two ever brought up on impeachment charges. And so you got a situation where they could be impeaching or at least filing for impeachment for this man, but the Republicans won't do it because it's bad for business. This is why I'm trying to explain to you guys that everything is a business. Now, from a business perspective, when we come back after this break, I'm going to tell you why we just got to stop complaining and start doing. Stop complaining, start doing. Let's handle our business from this point on. 919-410-7735.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. 919-410-7735. Went to break, I told you we were going to talk about solutions. I was telling Tony in the break. We have become a country of complainers. Let me give y'all some information right quick, okay? Don the Deceiver, a.k.a. 44.9, a.k.a. your favorite president of all time. I know it's true because I put it on Twitter. If it's on Twitter, it's not fake news. It's real news if I put it on Twitter. Don the Deceiver is not going anywhere unless the Republicans don't want him anymore. So all this complaining about Don is a waste of time. Unless the Democrats grow up here and shut something down, it's a waste of time. It's a dog and pony show. All these, let me have a real conversation. All these talk show hosts who are for Democrats, who are, we need to be doing this and we need to vote and we need to do that. That's all a dog and pony show. Or they're so old that that's what they know. They don't know no different. The reality of it is that the only way this country is going to change what it's been doing for all these years is we got to shut some stuff down. Why would it change? The 1% is making 22% of all income in this country. That means 1% of the nation. What do we got here? What, 300 million people, right? So 1% of that is making 22% of all the money. Everybody else is splitting the other 78%. Why would they want this to change? Why would they do anything to change it? And see, this is what I was telling you guys about the agenda and not voting. Let me show you the parallel to that. Let me show you, you know, how when we was a kid, the Super Friends had a alternate world called Bizarro World. Let me show you the alternate of the not voting and having the agenda thing. It's called being a Koch brother or being rich and you buying the politician. That's the opposite of we shutting it down. We ain't got the money to buy the politician, but if we tell them you don't do what we want you to do, we won't vote. They won't be in position. We going to go put somebody in there we want in there. We'll find somebody who will say, okay, I'll take your agenda and run with it because they want to be in office. It's the same thing as the Koch brothers finding a politician saying, yeah, I'm going to finance your campaign, but when you in there, I need this legislation done. It's the same thing. So when I didn't already have black backlash, but how are you telling people not to vote? I'm not telling you not to vote. What I'm telling you is to understand the power of your vote. And let them know if we collectively as a block say we gonna shut it down, if you don't do what we're saying, it will make them do what we're saying, or we'll find somebody who will, because people want those positions. It is the exact same thing that the 1% does with the politicians. They buy and buy and buy the political system so that the legislation is being put in front of the American people every day is benefiting the 1%. You know what that's called? Good business. Good business. Y'all got to understand, this is all from a business perspective. So all the complaining don't matter. Look, black folks, to my black listeners, how long y'all done heard people complain about discrimination, about not being equal, mistreated? Think about just in this period of time, how many times you done complained or heard somebody complain or somebody wanting to march about people dying in our communities? Has it changed anything? Is people still dying? Yeah, they are. Are cops still shooting us unarmed people? Yeah, they are. So what's the point of complaining about it if we ain't gonna find a solution to it? And see, what we've been brainwashed, especially in the black community, is to believe that Democrats really are helping you. Again, let me go back to history and just think about this out loud. I'm gonna show y'all how I work. Okay, I'm gonna pull the curtain back and show you how I work every single day. And what's funny is I watch my child, and she's just like this when she's trying to work through a problem. Okay, they're telling me the Democrats are for me. They're telling me we need to go register and vote. I can't vote Republican because the Republicans don't have my views, do they? I'm not really sure. I need to research them some more. But they're telling me I need to be a Democrat. I need to vote. I need to go to church. This is what we need to do. Wait a minute. Why do I need to vote Democrat? They're going to help with what? Education, unemployment, safety in our community, economic development, voters' rights. They're going to help with those things. Police brutality. They're going to help with all those things. But wait a minute. Well, I'm born and raised in Chicago. It's been a Democratic city and a Democratic state my whole life. And when I look, wait a minute, isn't this the same thing that was happening during the civil rights? Wasn't they fighting about economic development? Wasn't they fighting about better education? Wasn't they fighting about police brutality? Wasn't they fighting about safety in their communities? Wasn't they fighting about equality? Why are we still fighting about this if the Democrats are going to fix this for us? Why am I still going to the church if the church was going to be the catalyst for us on this? They were going to be the voice for us. They was going to be the megaphone for us. I mean, when I'm working through something, I'm talking to myself. I'm my own consultant. I'm trying to look at it from all angles. I'm trying to look at it from, okay, wait a minute. If you're telling me that this is my only option and this is what I'm supposed to do, well, if I'm fighting for these things and my grandparents and great-grandparents was fighting for them and we've been voting Democratic all these years and we still got the same problem, logically, that don't make sense to me. I mean, I'm just saying, I understand this is going to touch a nerve for some people, but logically and critically thinking and analytically to me, this don't make sense. It don't connect for me. Because if you are supposed to be the ones who are fixing it for me and helping me, and we've been marching and praying and voting since 1960, and now it's 2018, so for almost 60 years, we've been doing this, and it still hadn't gotten better? That tell me that I need to do something different, don't it? That tell me that something needs to be changed. I mean, I'm just trying to look at this from a logical perspective. So if I say, well, all right, I'll vote Democrat, but they need to do what I'm telling them to do. And if not, I'm not voting for them. I'll go find somebody who I'll give them my agenda. And if they say, yeah, me and mine will come vote for them. Doesn't that logically make sense?
Get $10 in extra bucks rewards when you spend $30 on these sizzling offers and more only at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy. Start your day off right with select Kellogg's cereal $1.99 and save on select Dove or Suave products, BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.T. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. 919-410-7735. Now, let me do this, because somebody who's in the, on the YouTube page, who's in the chat room, who, you know, is a truth fighter, said, look, the 99%, we got to get a moratorium on racism. This is what I'm talking about as far as the complaining part, right? No need to complain about racism. Can't change it. It's in the DNA. It's part of the Constitution. It's part of the fabric of America. That's not going nowhere. That's not going nowhere at all. But the best example I can give you for dealing with something like this is to look at how the Supreme Court deals with laws, right? The Supreme Court is not going to overturn Roe v. Wade. What they're going to do is they're going to chip away at Roe v. Wade. And when they chip away at it, what they'll do is they'll say, well, we're going to make this a states' rights issue on how many weeks you can be before you can not have an abortion. So if you have a state like Texas, they may tell you can only, you know, after the second week, you can't have an abortion. Most women don't even find out they're pregnant until the fifth week of pregnancy. But this is a way to stop abortions in the state of Texas. And it didn't overturn Roe v. Wade, but it got the job done for the people who wanted to do it in Texas or Alabama or Illinois or wherever you live in, right? This is the same thing that we have to do when we're dealing with changing and finding solutions, right? So how do we change and find the solutions? We can't get rid of racism, but we can chip away at it. We can take certain powers away from it. We can't get rid of classism, but we can chip away with it. We can change the position of it. And how you change the position of it is by using your collective voice and your collective power. Your collective voice is to say, we're not going to vote for you if our agenda is not on the table. This is how you chop away at something to make it become more favorable to you. The big part of it, you're never going to get. Racism is always going to be here because it's a learned behavior. And people who are racist, they're always going to be racist, and they're going to teach it to the next generation that comes through them. You're not going to be able to change that. But what you can change is the protections. What you can change is the opportunities. This is what we have to do in order to get in a position of good business. Because if we control the politicians and we control the agenda, it controls what's happening to us as a group and as a nation. See, let me break this down even further, right? Canada has free health care for all its citizens, right? And you would think America would be able to do the exact same thing. You know why America doesn't want to do the exact same thing that Canada has done with the free health care? It's not an economic reason. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has to do with the population. It has to do with the population and the money that's being made off of people being sick. It is more money made in the treatment of a disease than the cure of it. Because the treatment may be something you have to get medicine for your whole life. Where if they cure it, they made money one time off of you. That's it. So you got to understand that all this is business related. We got to look at everything from the perspective, from the scope of that it's a business. Even the political stuff, it's a business. It's business motivated. I'm going to tell you something right now, and a lot of y'all are going to be heartbroken, but this is the honest to God truth. As crazy as Trump has been with this stuff with Putin, if this economy stays on track the way it is and people keep getting jobs, Trump getting reelected in a landslide. You know why? Because people going to vote their wallet. They're not going to vote immigration. They're not going to vote him being Putin's asset. They're not going to care. Because in their wallet, they're making an extra $20 or $30 a month. I mean, this is why the Republicans will not do anything to Trump. Because the reality of it is that the economy is booming as far as they're concerned. And if the economy is booming and you're creating jobs, guess what? He's gonna get reelected, man. He's going to get reelected. And this is why I'm telling y'all, all this mad at Trump, complaining, ain't no reason to be. You wasting your energy. You wasting your energy. If you want to do something, You got to collectively come together. You want better neighborhoods? You got to collectively come together. You need to, let me say it just like this. And I hate to be this way, but this is the truth. You need to actively, starting today, go find white, black, brown, anybody who thinks like you, who thinks that something needs to be different and changed. Y'all might not agree on 10 things, but you may agree on one. Take that one thing, make it your issue, make it grow in your city and in your community, and then y'all need to hold the city hostage. What am I talking about? Y'all need to have such a voting block. If you can get 5 to 10,000 people in your city, and you can do this easily because of the internet, through social media, you can do this. You can say, I live in this city. I'm trying to find 5,000 people for us to organize to take control of the city as far as the voting block. We're going to decide who's going to be mayor, who's going to be the sheriff, who's going to be the judges. We want our agenda in this city so we can have better jobs, better education, better opportunity. You will have a lot of people say, man, how do I sign up for this? Where are y'all meeting? What are y'all talking about? Because getting just 5,000 people on board is enough to control a political outcome. Especially on a citywide vote. Even on your state legislatives, right? Legislators. You can target areas and say, look, we want to get 3,000 people in this area. If we can get 3,000 people in this area, usually, especially when it's not a presidential year, like the midterms coming up. If you can get 3,000 votes for somebody in a particular district, your person probably will win. If you go look at the totals, and most of these districts that they're running for state representative, you may have a total of 3,500 people voting. So if you get 25 to 3,500 people in a district, you can control who's going to be that state representative. I mean, look. This is how we have to change. All the complaining is not going to do nothing, man. Why would the 1%? Why would the 1% change this when they're getting 20% of all the income? They're living the best lives they can live. They're not complaining. We are the 99%ers. And when are we going to realize that, you know what? Racism, classism, sexism, those isms are all put there to keep us separated from working together. Because as long as we're separated and apart, we can't do business. If we can't do business, we can't change nothing. We can't change nothing. And I mean this with no disrespect to all these folks who are telling people, you need to register to vote. You need to register to vote. What's the purpose of voting if your agenda is not on the table? You go vote all these Democrats in, and if your agenda isn't what they want, you just threw your vote away because they're not going to do what's important to you. This is why you need to organize. We get an agenda. We tell them, you get our agenda on the table, we vote for you. If you don't, we vote for somebody else. We vote for somebody else. This is how we fix this. This is how we change this. This is how everything becomes different. And to that point, all we doing is really just we whining like a bunch of little punks. Every time something, man, we need to do this. Man, that's racist. Man, they stupid. All that could be very much true. Is that fixing this? Is that changing it? No. It's not. So I just want to say this. I'm not telling you not to vote. I'm telling you, at this point in time, we can't just blindly vote Democratic anymore. We need our agenda at the table. And if somebody's running who's not willing to put our agenda at the table, we shouldn't just give them our vote because they're Democrat. Because if they're not putting our agenda on the table, that's just like voting for a Republican or anybody else who's not going to listen to what you're saying. That's all I'm trying to get you guys to understand. See, we got in our mind, well, we got to vote. But the person you vote for isn't listening to you. Why are you voting for that person? If they're not changing what's going on in your community, why are you voting for that person? Just because they're Democrat? You're listening to the WB.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. 919-410-7735. So, I want to close out the first hour of the show like this. Whenever you're upset about something politically or socially in this country, you have to look at what you're upset about as stock. I know some of y'all are like, Warren, what the hell are you talking about? let me explain it. When you have a stock that you're investing in, right? You want to buy it low and you want to sell it high. But you also want to know what's the way to make that stock jump. How can I get the stock to rise, to go up, to jump? And the way you do that is you tell other people about the stock. Hey, man, you need to look at this stock. Even everybody who we doing the stock stuff with, you need to be telling your friends, your family, your church, your sororities, everybody, hey, go buy some of this stock. Go get some of this stock while it's cheap. That's how you make the stock pop outside of what the corporations will do. It's the same thing when you have a problem. When you have a social or racial or classism or sexism problem, the way you make it change is you find other people to work together to push the stock. That's what you do. You're pushing the stock. So if you want better schools, you want cops to use rubber bullets, you find other people and say, look, we need to get the first three bullets in our department. If you live in, let me just pick any random city. If you live in Silver Springs, Maryland, you want to get a referendum on the next ballot that the police first three shots should be rubber bullets. That way people aren't getting killed if they pull out their gun immediately. You present that to other people who think like that or agree with you. You put a quorum together. You put the signatures together. You get it on a referendum. Then you go around and you talk about it so people understand why you're doing it. I mean, I'm just trying to give you little examples. It's just like building up the stock, right? You buy it, you believe in it, you tell other people about it. This is the same thing. And see, what happens is, you know, Silver Springs enacts it. Then the next thing you know, maybe Baltimore does it. Then the next thing you know, Fort Washington, Maryland does it. And then it goes on and on and on. The next thing you know, the whole state of Maryland is doing this. It's little bitty things like that that changes the complexity of what's going on in your city and state. These state representatives, these people who are running for different offices, put the agenda in front of them and say, look, this is our agenda. If we get you elected, will you make this your agenda? And if they, well, I don't know, then just politely say thank you and walk out the door. Because, see, the truth of the matter is that this isn't about begging. See, this ain't about negotiating. It's almost the best way I can explain this. This is like a parent and a child. Ain't no negotiating. When I was growing up, it wasn't no negotiating with peaches. It wasn't no democracy. It was a monarchy. Whatever peaches said, that's what it was. It wasn't no, well, look, mom, I want to talk to you about this. We need to sit down and figure out what's going to go. My mother be like, boy, you really trying to get a butt whooping right now, aren't you? You better go take your little red butt back into the basement somewhere before you get whooped. This ain't NATO. This ain't where we gonna sit down and talk. No, this is a monarchy. And that's the way you have to be with these politicians. This is non-negotiable. This is what we want. Either you're going to do it or not. If you do it, I'm going to bring you 3,000 votes. If you don't do it, I'm not negotiating with you. I'm done. I'm done. And see, then let me say this too. You want somebody politically who got some dog in them. You want the female or the male to be somebody who's not afraid to speak up and fight and be aggressive. See, one of the problems that I've always had with Obama, he's too politically correct for me. Right now, he's not even saying much because he don't want to say nothing while it's another president up there. Because other presidents have not said anything in the past when they were finished being president. But this is a different day. This is a completely different day. This ain't the time where you sit back and be cool. This is a time where you speak up and say something and say, hey, we need to do something. And see, the fallback for the Democrats, we need to register to vote people. Go out and register. Go out and register. Well, okay, we can register all these people. What's the agenda? Are these people following our agenda or they just, it's their platform, we just helping them get elected? Just curious. And see, if you don't believe me, let me close with this. Chicago especially. Do you think if all the violence that happens on the south side and the west side of Chicago was happening in the Gold Coast or in, out in the most expensive neighborhoods of Chicago, that all this would be going on for 20 or 30 years? They would have nipped this in the bud so quick. They would have cleaned up those streets so quick, you wouldn't even know what had hit the city. It'd have been like a hurricane coming through there. But they're not doing it in our communities. Why? Because we're not controlling our communities. And the politicians, the aldermen, and everybody else, they're there for the position and the power and the money. They're not putting our agenda out. They're not. All right. We come back second hour of the show. Go to 729 The Voice, 729 The Voice, Chicago, every day, 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to YouTube /C/WarrenDiddy, WarrenDiddy, or go to BizTalk radio or television to check out the show as well. iHeart on DirecTV and Dish TV. Listening to WB.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.